Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and now as we do, normally we would have done this yesterday, but Dean was on the road, and now he's back in Yuma, and so we get to speak with Dean Weingarten from Ameland, writer from Ameland, once again. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
How long will you be in one spot?
Well, that's a good question. Huh? I am going to be looking at organizing a trip go back to Dallas because, my family, daughter, and grandkids are there. And I just don't know whether it might happen in November or December. Holidays both months, and maybe I could arrange to just fly for a short while. But you hate to do it during the rush.
Right.
So I'll just have to try and figure that out.
Yes. Well, I mean, if there's anybody out there that knows how to travel, I would think you have figured this out.
But you just have to check out the options.
Absolutely. So, let's talk about Dallas. You were in Dallas. You just left Dallas. Did you go there to the gun buyback that you wrote about?
I did, and it was a fascinating experience. I haven't been to one for several years because for quite a while they kind of went out of style. The only place you saw them was in states where they essentially made private sales illegal, like in California, New York. I mean, it's not entirely illegal, but you have to go through a federal dealer. Well, if you have to go through a federal dealer, it's hard to say that the sale is actually private. I mean, it's recorded on 4473, on the bound book, and goes through the NICS system. I don't consider that a private sale. It's essentially a sale that is allowed after a bunch of red tape by the government. The government gets to say, can you sell this or not? So, in this one, it's the first one that's been in Dallas for quite a few years. And a Dallas councilman, Jesse Moreno, apparently had $20,000 of, quote, discretionary money. And he decided to hold a turn-in. I call them gun turn-ins because at these events, whoever is holding them is not buying guns they used to have. That would be a real buyback. They're buying guns that they have exhorted people to turn in to the police, which is quite a bit different thing. Buyback is clearly an Orwellian phrase that's meant to make you think all guns belong to the government. But that's not true.
Right.
Oh, he had $20,000. It's not that much for a buyback. The early reports, as they were organizing the thing, said they were going to pay $100 for a gun. Just a flat $100. Well, that's not really a very wise way to do it.
It's not a very good deal for whoever's selling it, right?
Yeah, most of the guns are worth more than $100. And they changed the numbers, the amounts they were going to give, to make it a rather unusual event in that I have normally long guns are paid, they pay out less in gift cards than for handguns. Well, and there's a reason for this, because they're supposedly trying to reduce the number of crimes being committed, possibly suicide, neither of which stands up empirically. The people who've done the best studies on this find that they have no measurable effect on either homicides or suicides. well, it's not quite true. They did find, in the best study done on, that there was a slight statistically significant uptick in crimes committed with guns right after one of these events. So there's no rational reason in terms of reducing any problems with these guns. They're essentially a propaganda event. They're trying to send the message, guns are bad, turn them into police. But they don't really have any significant effect. So that's, again, I have to correct myself, because there are significant effects, just not what the people organizing the event say the effects are. Now, what they changed to was they changed to they would give $200 for a long gun and $100 for a handgun. Well, what that meant is there's a lot of long guns out there that are worth less than $100. You can buy a fair number of .22 rifles. If you look around, I bought, well, I think four in the last year and a half for under $100. These were inexpensive .22 rifles. And, you know, some of the Savages get down that on sale now and then. Some of the Rossi rifles, some of them get down to that level. I've seen a number of single barrel shotguns down there. It all depends on what the economic climate is in the last few months. But it's not that hard to find a long gun for about $100. Especially, you know, if you get some old beat up muzzle loader. So, they raised that price to $200. And it made it very interesting how the event was run and what happened is that when I got there, there were roughly 20 cars in line waiting for the event. And I have to say, I'll give the Dallas police, who were, I think, making most of the decisions on how to run the event. I asked around who was in charge, how are things supposed to go, and people kept pointing fingers at each other, and the ones that they pointed at the most didn't want to talk to me. But it appeared to me the event was not extremely well organized, let me put it that way.
And who organized it?
Well, it appears to me that it was supposed to be organized by the council member and the Dallas constable. But I'm not sure exactly how it happened.
Right.
Because, as I said, they were setting it up, and I was told, well, it's going to work this way. And then a little while later, it completely changed around and worked a different way. Now, I have to give them credit, though, because they did not allow anybody in to turn in firearms until just after the advertised start time. I've been at events where they expended a whole bunch of their gift cards before the advertised start time, which doesn't seem very fair to me. And what happened here that was, I think, really interesting is when I got there were two cars at the head of the line. I mean, there were about 20 cars altogether. The first car, I talked to the fellow there, and it didn't seem to me that he had any guns to turn in. He was mildly evasive, fairly expensive car, very well-dressed individual. I mean, I don't know his provenance, but he looked like a political staffer to me. I can't say he was, for sure. But the car, or the vehicle behind him was a pickup truck. And in that pickup truck, there were about 100 shotguns to be turned in. And if you just glanced at them, they appeared to be fairly high-dollar shotguns. You know, averaging in the neighborhood of $1,000. They were over under Turkish-made shotguns with nice wood,
right,
and single selective triggers. So if the promise in the buyback that it would be first come, first serve were taken, and you got $200 for each one of those shotguns, which there were about 100 of them,
hang on right
that
there.
Would take up
hang on right
20,000.
Yeah, hang on right there. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we're speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. We're talking about this gun buyback, so-called gun buyback that you witnessed and everything, and you were telling me about how this went. Please continue.
Yes, and so the first vehicle that I saw had firearms. I mean, I did not absolutely know about the sort of lead car. And before they came up, two appeared to be sort of official white pickup trucks got in front of everybody and went up. So they clearly were not people who were just coming up to the event by themselves. So the one that I thought had the first real guns to turn in had about 100 what appeared to be decent shotguns. When I say appeared, because I got some information at the event from, I'll just say a source.
Sure.
That said that it wasn't really what it appeared to be, that these looked like nice shotguns, but there was some kind of a defect that prevented the shotguns from being sold. And this is easily believable. If you're importing a lot of shotguns, and some of them, it turns out maybe when you try the selector, it lets loose one barrel or something. Or maybe some of these, because of the politics, didn't meet the standards of the importer, but the person who, or the company that sent them to the U.S. said, we don't want to go to the trouble of sending them back to Turkey because of the politics, just so difficult. Just don't bother sending them back, but you can't sell them. You see the potentials there for many different ways of why these could exist, but not, or that it'd be a substantial legal risk to try to put them on the market.
Sure.
And that's what it appears to have been the case. Now, all of these shotguns did not make it into the turn-in event because I believe it was the Dallas police who made this decision, but it wasn't 100% clear. They said, we're not going to allow this one truck first in line to get all $20,000 from the buyback. So we're going to set you aside and we're going to process your guns, but we're going to process other people's guns who are next in line too. So that at least some people outside this one individual, whatever, get some, are able to turn in some guns. And they did, were able to run a few other people through the event. But one of the cars, I think about three or four, maybe five, behind the first one, had 18 long guns they were turning in. And I got to look at those. I mean, I didn't get to examine every one, but one that caught my eye was an antique Snyder rifle. Now, the Snyder rifle was probably the first cartridge military handgun, military rifle in the British Empire. And they converted a bunch of muzzle loaders to it, for one thing. It was sort of like our Springfield single shot. They had a breech block that rotates to one side, and a outside hammer. And so they're definitely a piece of history. This one appeared like it was in working condition. It was missing the ramrod. But I talked to the person and he said, well, it's just not, it's worth $200 for me to turn it in. Now it's an antique. I'm sure it was made before 1898. I just wasn't willing to spend $200 on a well-worn piece of history.
Sure.
So it got turned in along with 17 other long guns, with everything from double barrel shotguns that were missing hammers to a new or nearly new 22 rifle that you can buy when you look on sale for about $100 that was missing a magazine. So there was something that was wrong. I mean, you could make a good argument that all of these were, quote, working guns. But they weren't guns you'd rely on for defense, and they weren't guns that were easy to get ammunition for, and a lot of them were missing parts. And some of those that were not any of the above were just very inexpensive. And $200 is probably better than a fair price for them. So if you take, I'm estimating, because I wasn't able to count them all, about 50 of the over-unders got in, and then 17 of these I'll call them the inexpensive guns that were almost certainly worth less than $200. They got in. And then there were some firearms from a few other sources cars in line. Most cars had more than one firearm, but some only had one, not that many. So I suspect that the overall number that were turned in for gift cards was a little over 100, because most of them were long guns and a few handguns. So maybe, say, 105 or so. So not very many. And that's just in the first no more than 6 or 7 cars. Vehicles, I should say. So the cards ran out quite quickly, because it takes a long time to process 50 shotguns and then another 17 long guns. And, you know, it takes the same time to process just about 17 long guns from one car as it would be one long gun each from 17 cars. You still have to take them up. There was only one processing point. I believe it was nabbed by Dallas police officers. And they had to put down a description of the firearm and the serial number. And then they also, they had to fill out, it was sort of like a receipt to the individual saying they had turned in this gun with this serial number. And they also would give out the gift card. So all that took a little bit of time. So they ran out of the gift cards right at about 9 o'clock, almost exactly 1 hour from the time they started. And at that time, there were probably close to 40 cars in line. 35 to 40. I didn't count them exactly at that time, but I know at one point it was over 40, and the line was moving fairly slowly, and cars were being added. So I'd say probably between, 30 and 40 for certain. And so the police started telling everybody, well, we've run out of gift cards. And surprisingly, there were a significant number of people who still wanted to turn their guns in, even without a gift card. And some nice guns got turned in. I've got a picture of a Browning High Power that looks in pretty good condition. Now, there's a little bit of finish wear. The grips look very nice. It's missing a magazine. And the officer who got it from the car, it was then told the person who was turning it, this is worth a lot more than $100. And they insisted, I think it was a woman, and she wanted it turned into the police. She wasn't willing to take it to a gun shop. So there were, I would call those ideological turn-ins. I would say there were three groups that were involved in turning guns in. There were the ones I call the inheritors.
Hang on right there, if you will. We got lost in it. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Speaking from the White House today, President Biden has issued a stern warning to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11 to go after ISIS and prevent this re-emergence in the region.
The remarks follow a recent incident where 24 U.S. military personnel were injured in a series of drone attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria. Both the U.S. and Russia, along with other nations, are urging a temporary halt in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. They want that to enable humanitarian assistance to reach civilians in Gaza. Former President Trump's incurred a $10,000 fine for breaching a gag order in his New York civil fraud lawsuit. The penalty was imposed today as the judge determined he had violated the order for a second time. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com, talking about this Dallas gun turn-in event, buyback, which is a really interesting phrase to use in the first place, since I always thought that in order to buy something back, I first had to have sold it to you.
Yeah, exactly.
And we had to jump off. We had to interrupt because I was too busy listening to him. So please continue on, if you will.
I was saying that I have observed, I've been to a number of these sort of events, and I have observed there's basically three kinds of people who turn in firearms at these events. There are the inheritors, and I think these are probably a majority. And they're people who inherited a gun or guns, you know, from father, mother, an uncle, whatever. And they're not interested. They don't know anything about guns. They don't care about guns. And they don't really like having a gun around the house they know nothing about or care about. And so when a event pops up where they can turn the gun into police, so they're not worried about some kind of political problem, and they can get a little bit of money for it, they go, oh yeah, easy way to get rid of something I don't know anything about and am not interested in. I mean, a firearm could be worth $1,000, but they just see it as a gun that's a problem for them, and so they turn it in. So that's the inheritors. Then you have the economics. Now, the economic people who turn them economically are economically motivated. They have guns they know are worth less, or they believe are worth less, than what the people at the turn-in are paying or giving out gift cards for. And I saw several of these at this event. A couple of young men were turning in two chrome-plated I would say they look like RG-32s that probably sold for $20 new many years ago, and they're really not very good revolvers. I mean, they sort of work. It might be better than no gun, but they're not worth much money. And they were going to get $100 a piece for them if they didn't run out of the gift cards before they got to them. And then there were a number of other guns that were kind of sketchy, you know, whether they'd really work or not. And people can make mistakes about this, too. I mean, you have a old World War II bolt-action gun that looks kind of awkward, and you don't know anything about it, and it's old and maybe has a little bit of rust on it or something. And before you know it, you've turned in a historically unusual and rare World War II bolt-action gun that's all original, and you only got $200 for it. So that can happen. So there were a fair number of economics. And then there are the, what I call the ideological turn-ins. And they have guns, and often they have an idea how much they're worth. And they may even know that they're worth a good bit more than what they're offering or getting in gift cards, but they want to turn them into the police because only the police should decide who has guns and who doesn't. And they don't want to turn them into a gun store because they might get sold to somebody else, and who knows what horrible things might happen. So there were some of those. I think I might have seen a greater proportion of those at this event than others I've been at. But you can't argue with people like that. You don't want to argue anyway, but you can't convince them to take money for what might be extremely valuable guns. Well, at this event, as I mentioned, they turned in that Browning High Power. Well, it was like a fine specimen. It looked in excellent condition. It was missing a magazine, I will admit that. But otherwise, they run, you know, I think about $700-$800. And here was this one, and they were perfectly willing to turn it in for a $100 gift card.
Right.
And so at an event in Tucson, Tucson, a few years ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, someone turned in a Colt Python, excellent condition.
Wow.
And people were telling him they'd give him thousands, I mean, like $2,000 or more for the revolver. Nope, I want it destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't. That's ideological. It's not economic, and it's not. It might be inheritance. There is some overlap between some of you who maybe inherited a gun and they don't like guns and they ideologically want them destroyed. So there can be overlap in these groups. But those are the three kind of groups you get. Now, I thought the most interesting about the Dallas event was that there were plenty of private purchasers. And because this event was on public land and on a street, you had something sort of like a rolling gun show. So these private purchasers would walk up and down the line of cars asking people if they were interested in selling their guns for cash instead of a gift card. And they did pretty well. One of them, who was one of the most successful, I didn't count all the guns by all the people who were purchasing them, but this young fellow did very well. I think he got about a dozen pretty nice guns at the event. And he got what appeared to me a collector grade. I mean, I didn't even see any scuffs on the stock. It looked to me like this rifle may not ever have been fired. And it was an original Colt AR-15 pre-ban. Pre-ban Colt AR-15. Had a sling, had a little plastic cap over the muzzles, protected. I didn't see any scuffing on it at all, or maybe a little from handling at the event. And he got that for, I think, $200. I mean, I don't know what one would cost. I have not priced them on GunBroker, but it's hard. It's easy to believe it could go in the $800 range or more because it's becoming a collector's item. There just aren't a lot. There weren't a lot of Colt pre-bans made. especially, and you won't find a lot that are in really good condition like this was. And then, like I said, there were about all together. There were a few private purchasers when I got there, and the number grew as I watched. And I would say it started out with maybe half a dozen, and by the end of the turn-in event, there were probably about a dozen that were there. I don't think any of them went home empty-handed. In addition, I saw a number four Mark I Enfield 303 rifle with all original parts. They're getting harder and harder to find. You know, they've got the entire original stock on it, so that was undoubtedly a good deal. I saw them come up with an Enfield 38 revolver, World War II version. That thing was dirty and gunked up. It was so dirty and gunked up that it was still loaded because they pressed on the release lever, but they couldn't press it hard enough to get it open up to unload it. And so because it appeared to be defective, that was purchased for $60. 60. They're definitely collectible. And knowing a little bit more about them than most people, I was able to push hard enough on the release lever that we were able to open it up and unload it. But it was just gunked up with a lot of old oil. And, you know, if you just keep putting oil on it and let it dry out without ever cleaning the gun, they can get pretty gunky and hard to
Hang on one more time if you can. We got one more break to get through. We haven't been able to do this because I've been listening to you too much. This article, like all the articles that he and I discuss when Dean's on the show, you can find at Ammoland.com, where he has well over 2,300 others, not just like these, but just as good as these, waiting on you right now. You should go out there and check it out. It is an invaluable resource. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line. Do we want to continue on with gun buyback, or do you want to go talk about some bears?
Well, let's talk about some bears, but I will mention a little bit about it, and that is there's another one coming up in El Paso this weekend. And this one in Dallas, they were only offering $20,000. In El Paso, they're supposed to have $180,000 available. And they haven't had one there for 20 years, so it should be one heck of an event. So we can move on to bears then.
So which bears are we going to talk about? Beating them up with blunt objects, or what are we going to do?
Well, yeah.
Let's do that one. We'll save the other one for later.
Yeah, okay. So what I was looking at, as I'd been doing research on people firing pistols to defend against bears, one of the things I found were a number of cases where people use contact weapons instead of firearms. Now, this isn't by choice. You know, they'd much rather have firearms if they had them, but they don't have them. So they use what they have. And surprising to me how effective, it has been surprising to me how effective contact weapons are against bears. Traditionally, when people use blades against bears, the most common bladed weapon to use were spears. And humans with spears partnered with dogs are very difficult for a bear to successfully overcome, because the dogs essentially keep the bear occupied and the humans wait for the right moment and then stick the spear in the right place. And if you get a spear into the heart, lung, thoracic cavity, the bear is going to die. It's just a question of how long it takes. And usually if you can get into the lungs, it's no more than a few minutes. Now, this can also be done with more than one human. If you have a couple of humans, they can perform some of the same functions as a pack of dogs. Now, dogs do it better, and they're more useful in a lot of ways, because the dogs can follow the bear scent, and they can run faster than humans generally, so they can bring a bear to bay, and then the humans with the spears, which give you a little bit of standoff distance, very important, can kill the bear. So if you have a choice, you want to have a pack of dogs on your side or another person on your side. But even if you don't have a pack of dogs or another person, a spear gives you certain standoff distance.
Right.
Even if it's just a few feet, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 feet, to keep you away from the bear's teeth and claws. Now, the problem with that is if you've got a really big bear, you know, getting up in the 500, 600 pound range, one person is overpowered by just the strength. I mean, you have to hold on to that spear and keep that bear at bay while the bear is like throwing its weight around. So it's kind of hard for just one person, but it's better than, I would say, the other choices you have if you don't have a firearm. I would say that there was an article, I think we mentioned it in the past, where some Russian sailors that were shipwrecked in the Arctic, they made 2 spears from iron, big iron spikes they found in flotsam, and they used them over 6 years to kill 10 polar bears without any of them dying. So that shows you how effective they can be. So if you don't have a spear, maybe an axe can be used pretty effectively. And there have been several cases just in the last 10 years where people killed bears with axes or hatchets. There was a Bosnian shepherd, sheep herder, we could say. He used an axe to kill an attacking brown bear. That's the European version of our grizzly. They're basically the same bear. I think the European versions tend to be a little bit smaller because they probably just don't get as much food. But they get up to 300, 400, 500 pounds pretty easily. And this brown bear attacked him, and he was able to kill it with an axe. And then a Romanian man used an axe to kill a bear that was attacking his wife in 2018. So that's getting a little closer. And then just in 2019, just 4 years ago, there was a Canadian woodsman. It was his job to, I think, maintain forests up in Canada. And he carried a hatchet. And it was a big hatchet. I would have called it a shingling hatchet. So it's a big head on it. A little bit. It's not a small hatchet. And he killed a black bear that was coming after him in Canada in 2019. Now, I know that at least I believe the Bosnian shepherd was pretty badly mauled in the process of killing the black bear. But the Canadian woodsman, when he killed a European brown bear. But the Canadian woodsman, when he killed the black bear, he was, I don't think he was injured at all by the bear when he did it. And then there have been a number of people who've successfully defended against attacking bears by using knives. And it turns out even a small knife, maybe one 3-4-inch blade, is a lot better than bare hands. No pun intended there. And in there was a fellow named Bob Nichols who killed a grizzly bear with a knife, but he was really badly mauled. Just recently I wrote about a fellow who killed a black bear with a knife up on the pipeline in Alaska. And he was badly mauled too, but he survived. And then we have somebody I've corresponded with. His name is Tom Tilley. And he killed a medium-sized aggressive black bear. It was about 200 pounds. That's a good-sized bear. With a 6-inch buck knife, not a folder, fixed blade, and the bear grabbed his dog. The bear was acting very aggressive. And Tilly jumped on the back of the bear, and using a technique like Tarzan in the movies, he grabbed the bear and started stabbing it with the knife, and he killed it. Now, he did get cut. I think he managed to cut himself slightly on one hand while killing the bear. But he wasn't badly mauled. Then we have another case out of Florida. This was kind of humorous, but it shows you that particularly black bears will often give up if they start being hurt.
Right.
Because they know if they get hurt too much, they're their lifespan as a predator is severely limited. So this was a big black bear in Florida. And the person, Gary Carroll, this bear was coming in. He was barbecuing, and the bear looked like it wanted the food, and it didn't want him to have any. And he had a steak knife near the grill with him, and he's yelling at the bear, and the bear just wasn't paying any mind to that. So he grabbed the steak knife by the tip and doing what he thought someone should do to throw a knife, even though it wasn't a throwing knife, and he didn't know anything about throwing knives. He threw the knife very hard at the bear. He said he was kind of aiming at the back end of the bear, but the knife went right and hit hard into the bear's snout. And he said it was so hard you could kind of hear it, poing. And the bear was incredibly surprised by this, jumped up in the air, swatted the knife out of his face, and took off. He said it cleared a 4-foot chain link fence without slowing down, without ever touching it. So it shows you that you can stop black bear attacks by just giving them some pain. And there was a famous case up in Alaska where a black bear killed like 4 people. But there was one fellow who was in, it was at Hot Springs, it was in Canada near the Alaskan border. And the bear came at him, but he was standing up in this pool.
Right.
And the bear couldn't reach bottom.
Well.
And swim toward him.
Yeah.
And so he punched it.
We're going to have to hold right there because, we've run out of time. So many bears, so little time, Dean. I'm glad you're back home and everything, and of course I always appreciate it when you join me in the evening. I do appreciate that.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Find these articles at ammoland.com. I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.